This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio. My guest this week is Amy Ray. Ever since my last two records got very political, and some people were shocked at it, but it was mainly people that hadn't been really listening to my records, because there's always been that component in what I do. You know, I just write songs, and when I die, they're going to figure out that most of them are about girls. But we're living in a society now where it's actually come into question whether artists are qualified to comment on the society that they live in, which I thought that was our job.
Well, I think it's anybody's job, not just an artist.
Absolutely.
So, I think it's when we were doing a press conference for some stuff around nuclear power, nuclear issues, and some scientist got up from the nuclear industry and was questioning, you know, how me and Emily could talk about nuclear power, and it's amazing to me. It's like, what, we're citizens. We vote, we pay taxes, we subsidize your industry. Of course we can comment on it.
Yeah, and in that case, I think the burden of proof is on the scientists. You proved to me that these things aren't going to, make me have pregnant babies.
Yeah.
They
try to disempower you as an activist.
Yeah, it's a strange thing, because I think it even got deeper than that over the last couple of years. All of the comments about what artists were qualified to do and what they weren't qualified to do is part of a bigger, culture of self. You know, we are being encouraged to censor ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of the new blacklist. In other words, make everyone so uncomfortable, make them feel like they're going to be unpatriotic or they're going to be, chastised for just saying, hey, wait a minute, that doesn't seem right to me. People are terrified. You brought in Tupac Shakur, and why this particular track, why Changes?
This song really moves me. I love a lot of the work he's done, and I loved Public Enemy a lot, and recently Outkast. But this track, it's about life, and it's a beautiful way of talking about the hopelessness, I think, of life sometimes.
Tupac Shakur on Air America Radio.